Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, every year people flock to Listún Varna for the matchmaking festival in the hope of finding love, but it's doubtful if any of them will be as committed to the idea as Marlies Kruger from South Africa. Marlies has already sold her home and is in the process of selling her business in Johannesburg. And if she meets the right man, she's here. Marlies, good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, you've been to Ireland before, of course, and so you know Ireland pretty well.
Yes, I have been there twice, yeah.
And what was it about Ireland that you kind of fell in love with?
I absolutely love Galway and Clare area.
And why do you love them?
I think it reminds me a lot of the farm where I used to grow up as a little girl in South Africa.
So they were similar to the west of Ireland?
Correct, yes, yeah.
Yeah. And are you familiar with what happens at the matchmaking festival?
Sean, yes. I had a whole lot of people talking to me about it, especially a guest that stayed at my guest house. And she actually attended the festival a couple of years ago. And she couldn't stop telling me how amazing it was, all the dancing and how many people you can meet and just the experience behind it all.
Yeah. Now, you are a widow, and as I understand, your husband died in fairly horrific circumstances for the family.
Correct, yes.
Could you tell us what happened to him?
Well, in South Africa, we call it hijacking. Hijacking is when the robbers actually get hold of you in your vehicle, and they keep you at gunpoint. Sometimes they take the vehicle straight away, and you don't get injured. Other times they take you with them in the vehicle and you have to drive them around for a couple of hours and then they kill you and take your stuff. And that is what happened with my husband. His body was missing for 11 days and we found it, and they basically 5 days later arrested about 6 men that was involved with the murder. And the whole trial took about a year before it was finalised. They all got life sentence, but obviously it doesn't bring that special person back into your life.
Mm. And did it take you a long time to get over that, or does one ever completely get over something like that?
I think the younger you are, the more focused you are on getting your life back on track, you're less dependent on that person. If it happens to people that's been married for 40 or 30 years, you develop a dependency on one another. I was in a situation, unfortunately, my child was very young. He was 7. And I had to make a living for us. We focused on our careers, on developing us as a family and to get our life back on track. But it was hard. It takes at least 5 years, if not longer. And you'll never forget it.
Yeah. But obviously you've reached a point in your life now where you feel you can at least move on in terms of opening yourself up to the possibility of love.
Definitely, yeah. It's 14 years later, yeah.
Now, if you do meet someone at the matchmaking festival, of course, it's not just, you're not just meeting a potential new partner. There's also that possibility of moving country. That's a lot to take on in the one go. Have you thought about that?
I have given it a lot of thought since we came back from our visit in 2015. My son is now 22, and he actually initiated the whole thing. His whole big plan is to one day immigrate to work in Cork. He's in the IT industry, and so he's got 12 months left before he can start applying for proper positions. And I really wanted to also be there, you know. So we are a very small family, the two of us. And being countries apart from one another could be really hard for us. So, yeah, I definitely, I've given it a lot of thought, and I would like to do that, definitely.
So when you get to Listunvarna, and as I understand it, you're staying there for the entire duration of the festival. Do you, you know, are there any, if you like, red lines or the things you're looking for a man and go, I'm not going to take any less than this?
I think, everyone's got this idea of who you want in your life. Sometimes it's not what you get. But at this age in my life, I think it's more about how you feel in the presence of someone else. And that would be the person that will be the right person to spend the rest of your life with. I would most certainly not think that it is someone younger or much younger than me. Mm. I think it would be someone that's more mature, and someone that will allow me to be creative in my life. I enjoy what I'm doing and what I'm good at. And it's not an easy thing for a lot of men, I think, to understand that a woman would love that kind of freedom still.
Yeah. So they'd have to be secure enough themselves.
Sure, definitely.
To form that partnership. Is height a factor for you?
Definitely. I'm 1.78 meters tall, and I do hope that I could meet someone that's taller than me. I definitely don't want to look down on someone in a relationship, and that would be a bonus if that could happen.
Right. Okay. Values, spiritual beliefs, would they be a factor for you too?
Definitely. I am a Christian, and I would like someone that has the same morals and values in life, and to whom family is very important, honesty, and just in general to be a proper human and be proud of who you are and never regret the things you do.
Right. Okay. But as you say, you don't know what you're going to get. I mean, say for instance, you meet a very tall, family loving atheist. Presumably you'll consider him as well.
No.
Oh, right. Okay. So, all right. So if it was a competition between a tall atheist and a short Christian.
Sean, you're making it difficult.
Anyway, Marlies, you're already at an advantage here. The first text I've seen, Graham says, that accent alone is enough to sweep me up. Can you tweet us out her digits there? So people are already asking for your phone number over the air, which of course we're not going to give them. If you do want to find out more, I suppose you'll just have to go to Listunvarna and meet Marlies there. We wish you the very best of luck, Marlies, and we hope to get some good news when the whole thing is over. That's Marlies Kruger there. We're going to take a break. After that, the man who ate a plane.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.